Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are new allegations this morning of widespread mismanagement at special education collaboratives in Massachusetts. State Auditor Suzanne Bump is releasing a report today that details alleged corruption at three collaboratives. Some of the allegations include inflated pay at the collaboratives and some inappropriate relationships with other nonprofits. The report also calls for changes in state oversight of the collaboratives. Joining us now to talk about the findings is the state auditor, Suzanne Bump. Good morning, and thanks very much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for your interest.
Highlights or lowlights of what your audit found regarding the Merrimack Special Education Collaborative, the Reeds Collaborative, and the Southern Massachusetts Education Collaborative. Let's start there.
Okay. Well, while the findings in each differ, taken together, there are a number of common elements that are really concerning. There's evidence of governance problems, including collaborative board members also sitting on the boards of related organizations which they do business. There are clear conflict of interest issues there. There are staff whose participation in the public retirement system has a questionable legal basis because they're not actually providing special ed services to children. There are failures to provide appropriately licensed professionals to work with special needs students. Some member districts have used their collaboratives as keepers of essentially slush funds. There's been unallowable spending on entertainment, staff salary, and benefits. Some of them are sitting on substantial accumulated surpluses rather than returning them to the member school districts. And then clearly what it boils down to is a really serious lack of state and local oversight capacity.
Let me ask you, is any of this activity criminal in nature?
Well, that's really up to the Attorney General to determine. She has already been provided with our audits. The problems are most glaring at the Merrimack Special Ed Collaborative, but we're going to let the experts make that determination.
What are you most concerned about or most disturbed about following your investigation?
Well, you know, it's been almost 40 years since these collaboratives were allowed to exist under state law, and there really has not been the kind of ongoing attention that has been given to the general school districts that's been applied to the collaboratives. So they are working on laws that don't place the same emphasis on accountability and transparency, don't give the state the same oversight authority that they have over other schools. There are no sanctioning. There's no sanctioning ability on the part of the Department of Ed in case someone's going off the mark. So what you're seeing actually is that a system that was created to benefit both the taxpayers and special needs students isn't necessarily achieving either of those goals.
So do you fear that, at the bottom line, that there are special ed students out there who are not getting the services that they're supposed to get that they perhaps deserve to get because of problems within these collaboratives?
Well, it's entirely possible because we know that there are unlicensed teachers who are being put in those classrooms. Money is being spent on things other than special ed services. Some of these organizations don't even have special ed service provision as their chief activity any longer. So we've really got to get these folks back to get back to basics.
You focused on a handful of these collaboratives. There are 30 special ed collaboratives across the state. Do you anticipate that there are more problems in other collaboratives yet to be uncovered?
Well, if you look at the nature and extent of the problems we've found just in the small sample, which includes audits that had been put out by my predecessor, Joe DiNucci, you see great cause for concern because there are so many pervasive problems.
So let me ask you, are you going to look into other collaboratives then?
We will continue our work in the area of collaboratives.
And what do you think state lawmakers should do?
Well, both the administration at the Education Department and legislative leaders have been very interested in the work that we are doing. We already have a terrific work relationship with DESE to work on the Merrimack situation. They are very receptive to the general findings and recommendations that we're going to be sharing today, and likewise the legislature seems primed to respond.
Can this be cleared up if the legislature does not take action, does not move to tighten control on these collaboratives?
There is really a lack of clarity in the Department of Ed's authority, which I think also needs to be expanded. And so legislative action is a key ingredient to the solution.
Or the collaboratives can perhaps continue doing what they want?
Well, I really do hope that that some of them, just on the basis of these findings, will begin to look internally to see whether their own practices really are in conformance with regulation and principles of accountability and transparency.
State Auditor Suzanne Bump, thank you so very much for speaking with us this morning about this issue.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Bob.